All right, I just watched Wonder Woman 1984 starring Gal Gadot and Chris Pine. I'm at a little bit of a handicap here since I didn't see the first Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot. This film started off with in 1984 for some reason. I'm not entirely sure why they had to go into the 80s or anywhere in the past for that matter. I'm not sure if it was a cell phone thing, you know, like because cell phones make it a lot of things or problems go away that used to happen in the old days. She had a civilian position as, I don't know, like an archaeologist or something like that in a science museum or at the Smithsonian or something like that. They came across an artifact, and this artifact would grant you wishes. Just, that's another problem I have with this film, is their reliance on gods, and I guess that's just the way the comic is, and ridiculous things that can happen, such as granting wishes. And that's what this film revolved around. This film was 2 hours, I think, and 36 minutes, which in my opinion was an hour too long. I think it should have tidied up and finished a lot sooner. Anyhow, any wish you ask for would be granted in generally within seconds. And one of the main bad guys wished to have himself be the stone so that he could grant the wishes. And himself, and when you grant the wish, the side effect of the wish was that you could take away something from the person whose wish was granted. And in his case, he was taking away the wealth from people in the form of oil holdings and so on. There was a colleague of Wonder Woman who she wished to be like Wonder Woman, more like her, and of course that gave her super strength and more powers than she knew. And she became one of the arch villains in the movie. And that leads me to another problem that I have with superhero movies, is that their reliance, at least in the film space, their reliance that on the fact that if you have a superhero, then you have to have a supervillain. I think there's an in-between there, that you don't always have to have this supervillain who matches the power and strength of your superhero. But in this case, yet again, that's what's happened. And Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot's character, has to worry about how to undo all these wishes that were done. And it turns out, of course, another utterly ridiculous thing. Why not follow one ridiculous concept with another? Was all you had to do was renounce the wish for it to go away. You just say, oh, I renounce my wish, and boom, you know, you no longer have superhero powers like Wonder Woman. Chris Pine's character kind of played, I suppose he was killed off, I guess what I gathered in the first film. And I guess that was hundreds of years ago, and he came back because of Gal Gadot's wish, or Wonder Woman's wish, which was that she could see him again, I guess, and he took the form or the place of somebody else, so he looked like somebody else, but Wonder Woman saw him as Chris Pine. Yet another ridiculous concept. But overall the film was mildly entertaining. You know, I would give it 3 stars, and it's not horrible. I just thought it stretched too long. It was nice kind of seeing Gal Gadot strut around and do her thing, and I enjoyed the little bit of action scenes that there were in the film. There weren't a lot, but there were a little. Having said that, at the 3-star level, I generally don't go recommending it to a bunch of other people. So I'll say, yeah, I saw it. It was all right. Anyway, that's my review. Thanks for listening. Oh, and I forgot. At the end of the film, Wonder Woman can be seen flying. And it really didn't even strike me at first. I was like, oh yeah, that's what she does. But like, no, that's not what Wonder Woman does. And I was kind of taken aback by it. After I thought about it, I was like, what in the world? That's not Superwoman, that's Wonder Woman. And yeah, she did fly in an airplane. She turned it invisible. I thought that was plausible, but her flying without the use of a vehicle was a departure from the comic book, at least the parts that I knew about, and from the original television series. So I thought it was really weird.